This weekend marks the 20th anniversary of the National Football League awarding a franchise to Jacksonville, but few are celebrating that anniversary. The Jaguars have been victorious in just one playoff game in 13 years. The team is 2-9 this season, and they're among a handful of teams who might finish the season with the worst record in the NFL. But as WJCT's Kevin Mershart reports, that hasn't totally diminished optimism over the team's future.
It's Sunday, and something unusual is happening. The Jacksonville Jaguars offense is putting together a quality drive, one that will end with a touchdown by running back Maurice Jones-Drew. It's unusual because it's the first time all season the Jaguars have scored two touchdowns in a quarter. Unfortunately, those were the only points the team scored against the Arizona Cardinals on November 17th, and it ended up as another loss. It hasn't been easy for Jaguars fans, but many remain faithful. Richard Halstead loves football. He moved to Jacksonville about 6 years ago, so he's a fan.
It's football, and I just like that Jacksonville has a football team here, and that's what it is. I mean, I was a Giants fan before, and now I live in Jacksonville, so I support the team here.
And then there are the diehards, and yes, even the Jaguars have diehards. Mark and Mike Whaley are brothers from the Daytona Beach area who have been taking the hour-and-a-half-long drive up I-95 to every home game since the Jaguars joined the league. True fans look for better days ahead, and Mike Whaley admits the season is now all about where the team will be drafting next spring.
Well, everybody expects better in the future, of course, yeah. Yeah, but we're still fans. It doesn't matter. You know, we support them when they lose. We support them when they win. For fans.
That's what loyalty is all about. When you're loyal, you stay there.
But optimism and loyalty from longtime season ticket holders is predictable. But Jaguars' more casual fans are less enthusiastic. Longtime Jacksonville sportscaster Cole Pepper says they now spend Sunday afternoon on the couch.
They say, you know what? I am not spending a nickel of my money on this team until they show me something better. I'll watch them on TV. I will hope that they win. I'll talk about them at work on Monday morning, but I am not spending a nickel of my money to support the team or to put myself in the stadium where I can't just turn off the TV and go in the next room if the game gets bad.
But Pepper says there are reasons for optimism. Players and fans have responded to the positive energy of new head coach Gus Bradley, and general manager David Caldwell's first draft was, by most accounts, a success. The team and city are also working to make the stadium experience more enjoyable. Recently, the Jacksonville City Council and the Jaguars agreed to $64 million in stadium improvements, including what are being called the largest scoreboards in the world that will stretch completely across each end zone. They'll be installed by the start of the 2014 season. Jaguars team president Mark Lamping admits such amenities may enhance the stadium experience, but the team just needs to win more games.
You know, we know we're making progress. We know we have the right leadership team in place, and it's going to take some time. You know, the good news is in the NFL, things can turn around in a hurry, and that's certainly our hope and our expectation leading into next year.
4 years, Jaguars fans have had to put up with sports columnists from around the country insisting the team would soon relocate. None of those stories turned out to be true. And diehards like Mike and Mark Whaley say they'll be ready for the time when their loyalty is rewarded on the field by their beloved Jaguars. For Only a Game, I'm Kevin Mershart in Jacksonville.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.
Let's go for a ride.
A tuk-tuk is a sort of a cross between a rickshaw, a very small truck, and a golf cart. Tuk-tuks can be seen carrying people about in Kenya and various other places. For reasons having to do with charity and the publicizing of educational projects in Africa, Asia, and South America, two British teachers decided to set the record for world's longest journey in a tuk-tuk by traveling around the world. At last sighting, they'd made 2,330 miles, good enough for the record, although they hadn't driven quite that far. They had to push and pull their broken-down vehicle for 43 miles across the desert in Peru before they could find somebody to repair it. Hey, record-keeping guys, don't let's disallow that one, eh?